Haggai means Festus, or festival. And the name Festus is basically from the same thing here. If you remember Festus and Gunsmoke, he was a very wonderful character, a man of great talent, a great, great vocalist. He was with the Sons of the Pioneers. And anyway, Festus played this part, that he played kind of a backwoods character, and yet he was absolutely the opposite of that. He went all over the world performing and doing little musical shows, dressed up like the character they did in Gunsmoke. Well, that's just a little past, because the name Haggai means festival, or festive, or Festus. This message that Haggai gave to us and gave to Israel at that time, about 539 B.C., before 539 years before Christ, there are about 4 to 5 messages. Some people say 4, some people say 5 messages that Haggai gives to us. And it's rebuke and then encouragement, rebuke and encouragement, rebuke and encouragement. When we looked at Habakkuk, we have God's justice questioned. And here, God reminds Israel that I have taken care of you. You were taken in a foreign land, and yet now I'm going to use a man, a foreigner, to bring you back into your land. And get busy when you get there. Get busy and get with it. In 539 B.C., Babylon fell to the Medo-Persian Empire, and a year later, Cyrus the Great issued a decree allowing Jews to return by 536 B.C. The first group arrived and laid the foundation of the temple. Because of the opposition from the neighboring peoples, they had to have a shovel or a trowel in one hand and a sword or a weapon in the other hand. The work on the temple stopped in Ezra 4:4-5, and was not resumed until God raised up Haggai and Zechariah 16 years later to preach the need to complete the reconstruction of this project of God. Over a 4-month period in 520 B.C., Haggai delivered 4 messages concerning the effort. The first and third messages explained that the land's lack of productivity was because the temple lay in ruins. God says to them, listen and obey. Listen and obey. The land was still unclean. The other two were words of reassurance that God was supporting the project and would prosper them if they would only obey. Listen and obey. The people quickly responded to the challenge, and rebuilding the temple was completed in 515 B.C. Listen and obey. In the second year of Darius, and this letter is absolutely, this prophecy is very, very well documented in the very month, days, and years. In the second year of Darius, the king, and on the first day of the sixth month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai, and now Haggai is named as a prophet, and that God's oracle or word is being spoken by this man. Haggai to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, this is the message now, thus said Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of armies, the Lord of hosts, this people says, the time has not come, even the time of the house of the Lord, to be rebuilt. They said, we don't want to do it. We don't need to do it. The land was in waste. Their crops were failing. Pestilence was on the land. Bugs and all types of problems with the crops. Drought. No rain. And God said, did you listen to me? not time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt, they said. Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, it is time for you yourselves to dwell in paneled houses, while the house of God, my house, lies desolate. You're going into your fancy homes, and my house is laying desolate in the land. Did I bring you back into this land with a powerful hand? Shall I lead you away again to get your attention? And now, therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, again, consider your ways. Consider what you're doing. You have sown much, but harvest little. You eat, but there is not enough to be satisfied. You drink, but there is not enough to become drunk. There is not enough to become drunk. You drink wine, but you can't become drunk. You can't become filled with it. You put on your clothing, but no one is warm enough. And he who earns wages to put in a purse with a hole in it. Your pocket's got a hole in it because you won't listen to me. Your pocket's got a hole in it. That's the title of this message. Your pocket has got a hole in it. Listen and obey. Your pocket's got a hole in it. No matter what you get, no matter how much money you make in this world, if you don't use it correctly, it's never enough. Thus said Jehovah Sabaoth, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says Jehovah, says the Lord. You look for much, but behold, it comes to little. When you bring it home, I blow it away. Why, declares the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth? Because my house, which lies desolate, while each of you ruins to his own house. Ruins to his own house. He runs to his own house. And you're happy there. You're in luxury, but the house of God is miserable. Desolate. Therefore, because the sky has withheld its dew, and the earth has withheld its produce, and I called for a drought in the land. This didn't happen by chance. I am trying to get you to listen to me. Listen and obey. As long as you don't listen and obey, your pocket's going to have a hole in it. You'll never get enough. You'll never have enough to eat. You'll never have enough to drink. You'll never have enough money. I sent drought upon the land and the mountains, on the grain and on the new wine, and all the oil in which the ground produces, and men and cattle, and all of the labor of your hands is worthless. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God. And the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord your God has sent him, and the people showed reverence, showed fear, showed respect to the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people, saying, I am with you, declares the Lord. Now he rebukes them, and now he encourages them. If you do that which is right, God in the garden, Jehovah in the garden, talking to Cain, he said, if you do right, won't your face shine? Won't you be happy? Won't you smile if you do right? If you do wrong, you'll be sad. Your nose will be red. You'll be angry and you'll be sad. He said, I am with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, and the high priest, and the spirit of the remnant of the people, and they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth, Elohimu, their God. On the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. Talk about future glory here now. On the 21st day of the seventh month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, and the high priest and the remnant of the people saying. Here is the message now. I'm having to take a drink because I'm still having problems with asthma. Who is left among you who saw the temple in its former glory? It's the Solomon temple. And how do you see it now? Does it seem to you like nothing in comparison to Solomon's temple? But now take courage, Zerubbabel. Declare the Lord. Take courage also, Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and to all the people in the land and of the land. Take courage, it declares the Lord, and work. For I am with you, says Jehovah Sabaoth. As for the promise which I made to you when you came out of Egypt, my spirit is abiding in your midst. Do not fear, I am with you. You do well, do not fear, I am with you. Only fear when you're not doing well, when you're doing the wrong thing. I will correct you like a father does the son, but now you're doing well, and I will bless you. Thus says Jehovah Sabaoth. Once more, in a little while, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. He's going to bring judgment. He's going to get people's attention. And I will shake all the nations, and they will come with me to the wealth of all the nations, and I will fill this house with glory, says Jehovah Sabaoth. I'm going to shake up the whole world one of these days, and they're all going to bring produce into the house of God. And this is in the millennium. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts. The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former. I'm going to build this house. Jesus went back to build a house for us, that great city of New Jerusalem. The latter glory of this house will be greater than former, says the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth. And in this place I shall give peace, declares the Lord of hosts, Jehovah Sabaoth. And on the 24th, of the ninth month, on the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, and this is another direct message. Thus said Jehovah Sabaoth, again, ask now the priest for a ruling. Ask now the priest for a judgment. If a man carries holy meat in the fold of his garment, and touches bread with his fold, or cooked food, wine, oil, or any other food, it will become holy. Everything that is holy, what it touches will become holy. And he, the priest, said, no. When Haggai said, if one who is unclean from the corpse and touches any of these, will be the latter become unclean? And the priest answered, it will become unclean. Now they're giving the correct answers to the correct to the right answers to the questions. Then Haggai answered and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, declares the Lord, and so is every work of their hands, and what they offer, there is unclean. But now, do consider from this day forward, before one stone is placed upon another in the temple of the Lord, and from that time when one came to the grain heap of 20 measures, there will be only 10. When one came to wind that to draw 50 measures, there was only 20. I smote you, I spanked you, and every work of your hands, with a blistering, blasting wind and mildew and hail, and yet you not come back to me, declares the Lord. Do consider from this day onward, from the 24th day of the ninth month, from the day when the temple of the Lord was founded, consider this. Is the seed still in the barn? Is the seed still in the barn? Even including the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, the olive tree, it has not borne fruit. Yet from this day forward, I will bless you. And I'll bless the fruit of your hands from now on. Because now you have finally listened, you have finally obeyed. your pocket's not going to have a hole in it anymore. And then the word of the Lord came to the second time to Haggai on the 24th day of the month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, saying, I am going to shake the heavens and the earth. And I will overthrow the thrones and kingdoms and destroy the power of the kingdoms of the nations, and I will overthrow the chariots and the riders and the horses, and their riders will go down, every one by the sword of another. I'm going to turn them on each other now, and you're going to be safe if you listen to me. Your whole, the hole in your pocket is going to be sewed up if you just listen and obey. On that day, declares the Jehovah Sabaoth, I will take you, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, my servant, declares the Lord, and I will make you like a signet ring, for I have chosen you, declares Jehovah Sabaoth. How many times did he say Jehovah Sabaoth in here? The Lord of armies, the one that can control all nations in the world. We go to Romans the 13th chapter, and he says there's no government that's not that established that I didn't establish. I did it for your good. And yet we have few usurpers in the world, don't we? And they will be punished for that. God lays out some very strict rules for government. Protect the bad people or the good people from the bad people. Correct and incarcerate or execute the bad ones. You honor the good people. You don't take and honor the criminal and slap the good person in the face. You don't do that. You don't slap an honest man in the face and tell him he's bad. I remember one time, Marilyn's former brother-in-law said, I wish I had children like Marilyn and Marianne. He said they were taken and turned into slaves and used and abused. He said, if I only had children that wanted to go out and work and be something in the world and raise children and be honest, he said it would be such a blessing. And yet people use and abuse people. It's injustice, isn't it? It's injustice. It's wrong. And you know what? Their children pay for it. And their children pay for it. And their children pay for it so many times. We look unto God, and if we raise our children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord, then it's up to them what to do with their lives. We don't need to give them the best they got. We need to give them the best instruction in righteousness and in the Lord that we can give them. That's our responsibility. Now, if they go the wrong way, it's not our fault. They have volition. We just pray that if they go wrong and sow wild oats and do the things that are wrong in life, that they'll come back to God and finally serve Him and love Him and respect Him. Some parents aren't respectable, not worth respect. But may we all raise our children like God wants us to raise them. Point them to love God. Parents and children out there, if you're listening. Parents, God made you as the first representative of Himself to them in the world. Be honest to them, love them, correct them when they're wrong, show them appreciation, and bless them when they're doing right. That's what we're supposed to do. Children, honor your mother and your father when they're honorable. Honor them. That's the first commandment with a promise in it. If you throw away your life, your pocket's going to have a hole in it. If you serve the Lord and give of your resources to Him, God's going to sew up that pocket. You'll have more than you ever had before, even though if you have less, you'll have more. Our Father, I send this message out to your people all over the world. Encourage them to follow you. Encourage the lost to kneel at your throne of grace. and ask forgiveness, repent of their sins, and ask you to save their soul because of what Jesus did for them. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give us and the great blessings you give to us in every way, and your grace and your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.